Now, for most South Africans who have an eye on working in the United States, there's another way of getting a green card. It's called the EB-5 visa program. Earlier, Anastasia Arensa spoke to LCR Capital's co-founder, Rogelio Cacheres, on the line from Westport, USA, who takes us through the program.
Well, it's one of the most popular residency programs in the world, and where investors from South Africa and many other countries can obtain U.S. green cards and residency by deploying their capital into new American businesses that create 10 or more American jobs. So the program has been around since 1990. Since then, hundreds of thousands of investors from all over the world have obtained U.S. green cards. And importantly, it's an investment program where the investor contributes $500,000 into a new business. If that business creates 10 or more American jobs, the investor, his or her spouse, and any children up to the age of 21 all obtain green cards on a conditional basis within about 18 months. And those green cards turn into permanent green cards once those jobs have been sustained for at least 2 years. My firm, LCR Capital Partners, is a federally designated investment center that allows pulls capital together from international investors into job-creating projects, including the Four Seasons Hotels as well as the Dunkin' Donuts brand.
So those are the sort of two industries you can invest in, or do you have options in terms of, you know, the new businesses?
Yes, it can be any type of business. It can be manufacturing, real estate, restaurant franchising, hospitality. We chose hospitality and restaurant franchising, and in particular these two brands, because of their long track record of operating success. Investors in the EB-5 program look at investment opportunities, they're really evaluating it under three criteria. One, the likelihood of creating those jobs. No one wants to risk $500,000 into unproven concepts or projects. So companies like Dunkin' Donuts and Four Seasons have a long track record of operating success and creating lots of jobs per investment dollar. Two, they want to preserve their principal as best as possible. The money must be at risk. It cannot be in any guaranteed form, meaning it can't go into government bonds or government projects as it is in other countries like the UK or Canada. So it must be in a new business. We structure our investments as loans, five-year loans. And so there's a high likelihood at the end of the 5 years of each investor obtaining their money back.
And in terms of the, you know, the lead time from the moment you plug in the $500,000 till you get the visa, what kind of time frame are we working with?
Well, there's two things that investors like. One, the timelines are pretty well defined, and more importantly, or as importantly, the key requirements in order to be approved are very clearly defined. So there's five key requirements. It must be a $500,000 investment upfront into a new fund or American business. It can't be less, it can't be more than that. There's a standard background check on each investor to ensure they have no criminal ties or terrorist affiliations. Importantly, the capital must be legally sourced. It must come from a legal origin. It can be a gift from relatives. It can be financed through a loan of a bank there in South Africa. So those are all options that many investors are availing themselves of. And the business plan that we present to the government for approval must have a likelihood of creating those 10 American jobs. And again, I mentioned the at-risk requirement.
That's Rogelio Cacheres, who's co-founder of LCR Capital.